Hey, it's Coach Cliff with Northern Lights Swim Club, and this is your daily swimcast for February 21st, 2024. So we're going to focus on a couple of things today, none of which have to do with any yardage whatsoever. We're going to be focusing on two aspects of our racing. First is going to be our backstroke turns. When we practice our backstroke turns in practice, we need to make sure that we are doing a couple things very well. First, we need to make sure that we're coming in with a consistent stroke, tempo, and kick. And we need to make sure that we're coming in with a race similar speed and distance per stroke. When we are practicing in practice, quite often we find ourselves drifting closer and closer to the practice turn wall. And we need to make sure that we're starting those turn-specific sets further out away from the wall. So in doing that, we make sure that we have actual consistent speed and tempo in both our pull and our kick by the time we get to the flags. This is important for making sure that we establish a consistent stroke count into the wall. The second thing we're going to work on is our short axis finishes. We want to make sure that when we are approaching the wall, that we are finishing that turn or that race with a full extended stroke. We do not want to finish with a short stroke. Despite what Michael Phelps did when he won his gold medal in the 100 fly in Beijing, we still want to have a fully extended stroke at the end of our length. So my basic saying for this is, when in doubt, stretch it out for breaststroke, or when in doubt, kick it out for every other race. So when we're doing butterfly and breaststroke in particular, we want to make sure that we're approaching that wall with our arms fully extended and our head down. If we're doing butterfly, you can kick it in. If you are doing breaststroke, you are just reaching and praying to get to the wall as efficiently as possible. Don't take that little extra stroke. That little extra stroke actually takes some time, and it can take more time than just covering the ground or the water with our stroke the regular way. So get out there. We're going to work on some turns today. We're going to get good and warmed up. We'll probably have a kick set in there as well, but don't let yourself get too fixated on those things. What we're really working on is what we needed to work on from the meet this last weekend. So check it out. Make sure that you're paying attention to your technique on your walls today. I'll see you at the pool. Thanks for staying all the way to the end of the swimcast. Please click like and then subscribe. I'll see you at the pool.